You are listening to African Perspectives with host Brother Oshi on Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasting or live program scheduling, hit them up at timeforanawakening@gmail.com.
Get to people, yeah.
What are you gonna
You are listening to African Perspectives, where we view the issues of our day from an African worldview and African-centered perspective. This program is unapologetically African. It is a custom in the African tradition to ask elders for permission to speak, having been granted permission. To our ancestors, whose shoulders we stand on, to our elders, whose shadows we walk in, I greet you, my dear brothers and sisters, in the language of one of the greatest civilizations on this planet. It gave the world the basic disciplines of knowledge of science, math, architecture, music, writing, law, religion, you name it, we did it. The Greeks called it Egypt, but they called themselves Kemet, and Kemet means land of the blacks. I greet you all in the Kemetic language, the word of peace, Hotep. It is truly an honor and a privilege to pour libation because we truly do stand on the shoulders of those who came before us. We're going to use water because water has no enemies. Water is the great cleanser, the great purifier. Everything on the planet that lives, it needs water, from a tiny microscopic organism to a tall redwood tree. We pour water into the earth to invoke the spirits of our ancestors, and we say the word Ashe, which simply means so be it. So we pour this libation to God, for all that God has done and for all that God will do. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to Mother Africa, birthplace of all humanity, everyone who has lived, everyone who will live in the future. We all have a common ancestral root in Africa. We pour this libation to the classical civilizations of Africa. I mentioned Kemet in the opening. Kemet was the height, the apex, the zenith of African high culture. But there were others as well, as Timari, Punt, and Nubia. So we pour this libation to the classical civilizations of Africa. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to the contemporary civilizations of Africa, of Ghana, Mali, Songhai, Benin, Great Zimbabwe. Civilizations that were flourishing and growing while Europe was in a medieval or dark age. The University of Sankore at Timbuktu, an outstanding educational institution. So we pour this libation to the contemporary civilizations of Africa. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to the Ma'afa, the Holocaust of our enslavement, the Infakani, the great tragedy, uprooted out of Africa. Our brothers and sisters lay a carpet along the Atlantic Ocean. We're in North America, South America, Central America, and throughout the diaspora. So we pour this libation to our brothers and sisters who suffered the Ma'afa, the Infakani, the Holocaust of our enslavement, the great tragedy. We pour this libation in their honor and in their memory. We do not know their names, but because of them and their sacrifice, we are here. So we say Ashe. We pour this libation to those who fought against enslavement. If you ever heard me do a libation, you will know that we were not slaves. I repeat, we were not slaves. We were captives. What does a captive want to do? Get free. So we pour this libation to all those men and women who fought against enslavement. In fact, I maintain that some of us are more of a slave today than we were in our initial captivity, because some of us are a slave to vice, to corruption, to drugs, sex, and violence. So we pour this libation to those who fought against enslavement. Gabriel Prosser, Nat Turner, Denmark Vesey, Harriet Tubman. We always resisted, and we will always resist. So we pour this libation in the name and the honor of those men and women who fought against our captivity. We pour this libation to those unborn, those young men and women who will once again lead us back on the stage of human history as a free and proud and productive people. We sashe. We pour this libation to brotherhood and sisterhood. together for the union of family. We need each other. We don't have good family life. There's a saying, conditions shape conduct and consciousness. The conditions in our community are bad. The conduct towards each other is not good. Because why? We lack consciousness. And consciousness is more than just awareness. Consciousness is a deeper understanding of who you are historically, who you are culturally. So once we begin to understand the importance of brotherhood and sisterhood together for the union of family. Brothers and sisters, let us all say, Ashe, Ashe.
You are listening to Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
Good morning, African world. You are listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network on timeforanawakening.com and blacktalkradionetwork.com. And I am your host, Brother Oshi, Hotep family. Hope everything was well with you today. Hope you had a great weekend. Hope you're enjoying the Kwanzaa season. Hope everything is well. Hope you get a chance to do all the things you wanted to do, needed to do, should do, better do, must do, can do, and will do. And I hope that the weather was accommodating for you to do it. But if it wasn't, you got it done. I know, because that's the brother, kind of brother and sister that you are. You always get it done. Brothers and sisters, I want to thank you. It's another, Europeans say it's another year. I just don't understand why the year has to be so damn cold, you know. It shouldn't be a new year when it's cold. It should be a new year when it's bringing forth life, something new. You know, in fact, one time the new year was in March, you know. But I don't know if it was the Gregorian, probably it was the Gregorian calendar that changed it. What couldn't have been the Julian calendar that was under Caesar. But, of course, the oldest calendar in the world is the Comenic calendar, 6,253 days. I got to get the exact dates on that. I used to know that. Because I used to, young people I used to work with said, hey, what year is it? And they would say, whatever that year was. I says, no, it's not. That's not the year. It's not 1980 or 90 or 2001 or 2018, 2019, 2020. No, it is really the year 6,200. And I'll get the Comedic calendar out and let you know what time that is. Because it should be, you know, a beginning of a new year. A new year should begin. But, of course, Europeans dictate everything. And that's why they like the cold. All right. You're listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network on timeforanawakening.com and blacktalkradionetwork.com. And we're here every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., 10 to 12 Central, 9 to 11 Mountain, or 8 to 10 Pacific, or any other time around the world. But if you cannot listen to this program live, you can always go to our archives, which is timeforanawakening.com. And look for the red, black, and green lion with African imposed, and click on that. And we're going to be dressing that stuff up because me and Brother Kwaku, we're going to get a lot of information that I've been promoting from the Shrine of the Black Madonna. Yeah, man. 4.5 terabytes of enlightenment will be in my possession. Yes, and so I'm going to have all kinds of... Because like I was trying to... the birth date of Dr. Ben and Dr. Clark, which I'm going to talk about in a minute, is, you know, this weekend. Dr. Jopp's birthday was in December. You know... Dr. Chancellor Williams' birthday is in December. So, you know, I would love to do a on the radio broadcast so you can hear these men and brothers and sisters, these warrior scholars. So, you know, But it's coming. Believe me, it's coming. So every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern, African Perspectives. Also on Mondays, this evening from 6 to 8, all times are going to give it Eastern Times, is Acres of Diamonds, public affairs program out of Philadelphia, Acres of Diamonds. Right after Acres of Diamonds is Less by Black, 365 from 8 to 9. On Tuesdays, Black Reality Think Tank with Dr. William Rogers from 8 to 10. And he will be broadcasting next week, Tuesday. Tomorrow, of course, is the first. Although I would broadcast on the first. I would love, I broadcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, whatever the hell day that comes on. I'm broadcasting. But he will be back, and it's good to know Miss Dr. Rogers, good brother. And Wednesdays from 8 to 10 is Sister POC, Proof of Consciousness, with her program, Revive. And then on Fridays, if it's Friday and it's 8 p.m. Eastern, it is time for an awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. It is time for an awakening. And then Saturday, Saturday Sports Talk at 10 a.m. with Troy Wilmore. Saturday Sports Talk, 10 a.m. to 12 noon with Troy Wilmore. And then on Sunday at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., you know it ain't me. It's Sister POC with her program Revive at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern on Sunday. And then Sunday evening, 7 p.m., it's time for an awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. And the number to call to give your questions, comments, or concerns, or just to give you, just to give them your African perspective is 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. We Buy Black. WeBuyBlack.com. Get everything you need from American African-owned businesses at WeBuyBlack.com. The largest online marketplace for American African-owned businesses is WeBuyBlack.com. They also have a kiosk in the Greenbrier Mall here in Atlanta. If you are in the Atlanta area and you're near the Greenbrier Mall, stop in and check them out at WeBuyBlack.com. Africa for the Africans. Some people have asked me for Brother Bomani's information. I will get him on very soon because I want brothers and sisters to be able to know that they can put money away for the May 2019 tour to Africa, making it inexpensive. Go to AfricansForTheAfricans.org, AfricaForTheAfricans.org. Also, to give the brother a call at 404-931-9429, 404-931-9429. If you want to see pictures of the previous tours, go to facebook.com/Bomani, B-O-M-M-A-N-I. If you want to see videos from the previous tours, go to youtube.com/Bomani2007, and you can check those out, because I'm telling you, It could be very affordable to you, especially if you plan right now. If you plan right now. Bookstores. The Shrine of the Black Madonna, located at 946 Ralph David Abernathy. They have two more days of Kwanzaa today, which is Kumba. Oh, man, I shouldn't didn't give the greetings, did I? My bad, y'all. Abaragani. Kumba. Abaragani. Kumba. Abaragani, which means what's the news? And of course, the answer today is Kumba, creativity. And so they're going to be happening. That's going to be happening today, this evening, as well as tomorrow, Imani Faith. And they have a panel of brothers who are in the clergy. Brother Lomax with the African First African Church, and a brother from the Nation, and so forth. It's going to be good. So the Shrine of Black Madonna, Ralph David Abernathy, on Ralph David Abernathy Boulevard here in the West End in Atlanta. They do have books. They have the red, black, and green shoes. They have furniture. They have clothing, artwork, and so forth. They have an African Holocaust Museum that you can also check out. They have a history class every Saturday. Good Brother Olutunji is Brother Olutunji Lumumba. He runs the history class every Saturday. It is free and open to the public from 1:30 to 3:30. Outstanding information. They also offer the Black History Club presents the Black History Multimedia Library. Over 100,000 files. 100,000. Most extensive cultural library of its kind, over 15,000 video files, over 15,000 images, over 40,000 audio files, over 2,000 books, classic video documentaries and lectures, 4.5 terabytes of enlightenment. Brothers and sisters, know thyself. And you can call Brother Olatunji at 404-444-6696. 404-444-6696. Or email the brother at talkingdrum@live.com. talkingdrum@live.com. That's something that that's a good investment, dear brothers and sisters, for your family. The other bookstore in the Greenbrier Mall is the Medu Bookstore. The Medu Bookstore. Medu means writing. There's a word that goes in, that goes after Medu, and that is Netcher. Netcher means God. The writing of the God. That's what the Greeks call the hieroglyphs. They're called Medu Netcher. So when you see those writings, when you see those pictures of power writing, it's the Medu Netcher. And that's in the Greenbrier Mall. If they don't have a book that you're looking for, believe me, they'll get it for you. Also, Black Dot Cultural Center and Bookstore in Lithonia. What a great day we had this past Saturday for Ujamaa at the Black Dot Bookstore. Great presentation by my good brother and friend, Brother Mwalimu Barudi. Everything turned out well. I want to give Brother Jamu much love and respect because there is truly light in the Black Dot, no doubt about it. And so he has books and he has all kinds of artwork and stuff like that. He has the red, black, and green shoes. I got to get my shoes from him. The white ones, I'm going to get the white ones from him. And I'll tell you, just a beautiful, I was honored truly honored to pour libation and be the host. You know, man, I tell you, just turned out fantastic. Mama Marimbo was there. Many other people were there. Brother Dr. Chiki Akuho, who I'm going to have on the program, because I got another announcement I got to make. And it was just fantastic, family. It really was. It was fantastic. And I hope that many of you get an opportunity to check out the Black Dot Bookstore. Just go there and check it out. Before I go to that, let me get to this. Okay, the announcements. Us Lifting Us, the economic development cooperative of our people in the spirit of Ujamaa, cooperative economics, or as we like to say, family-centered economics. On the day of Ujamaa, the city of Atlanta at City Hall had a Ujamaa Fest. They had an Ujamaa Fest, and it was outstanding. And we participated. We Cafe Ulu. We had our coffee and teas and other stuff that we offered. There was food, all types of vendors right there in the atrium of the City Hall of Atlanta. Outstanding Ujamaa Fest. And I got to give a lot of love to Sister Akina. She did an outstanding job. And other brothers and sisters of Ulu who came in and helped out. And, you know, outstanding. I love the Ulu family. Cafe Ulu, CFEULU.com. Go there. We're open Monday from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Tuesday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And we're located 2036 Sylvan Road. 2036 Sylvan Road, right off of Georgia Highway 166, off of I-7585. And off of 166, just right there. Bam, once you get off of there, off of 7585 and go on to 166, whichever you're headed, bam, you're right there at Cafe Ulu. And we sell coffee. We got Cameroon, which was the coffee we served at the Ujamaa Fest. But it was just fantastic. And so I want to thank the brothers and sisters for coming out. We also sold Ambrosia, which is the drink Brother Novak Young put together, Ambrosia. And people were buying it and said, this is good. Yes, it is. Ambrosia. This all drinks contain alkaline water, ginger, turmeric, organic cane sugar, and chlorophyll, as well as hibiscus, as well as cinnamon, aloe vera, cayenne, and spirulina. So we're going to break that down again, as I said, in one of these days. I'm going to give my good brother a call and get him on the air. Further promotions.
Further promotions. Where is that at? Oh, there it is. Trying to hide from me. How dare you? Okay. Brother Mwali Mumbarudi, PowerPoint lecture on the elements of warriorhood. Saturday, January 19th from 5 to 9 at Wadada Health Market and Juice Bar. That's in the West End, 878 Ralph David Abernathy Boulevard. You see, the West End's got it going on. Okay. And that's the elements of warriorhood. Saturday, January 19th from 5 to 9. Outstanding PowerPoint lecture. You don't want to miss it because we need warriors out there. Mama Ya Barudi for Sisters Only, discussing the navigating the challenges of African womanhood, featuring yoga with Mama Yami and a sister circle. That is Saturday, February 2nd from 5 to 9 at Wadada Health Market and Juice Bar, 878 Ralph David Abernathy. And of course, the Akabin Institute and Akabin House's 20th anniversary celebration, Saturday, March 2nd from 12 to 6 at Sweet Spot over in the West End as well, on Metropolitan Parkway. Metropolitan Parkway, 675 Metropolitan Parkway, and the suite is 6018. And of course, more information. I've got to get Brother Barudi. He said he's going to come on. So those of us who listen to this program, who've been wanting Brother Barudi to come on, it's just a matter of time. Just a matter of time. Also, too, there is an event coming, Follow the Drinking Gourd. You remember that? In fact, I think it was a play, Follow the Drinking Gourd. Saturday, January 12th, 2019, from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Auburn Avenue Research Library in African American Culture and History. 101 Auburn Avenue, Sweet Auburn Street. And the attendees are Dr. Joyce King with a special presentation in Is Gentrification the New School Push Out? Some of the presenters are going to be Brother Anthony Broder, Haseem Jabbar, Sister Thais Council, Rebecca Graham. Also, Brother Chiki Akua, Dr. Chiki Akua, I'm going to get him on the program to talk about this venture. Kobe Wilkerson, Dr. Stephen Hancock, Sister Sheikha George, and Marilyn Tillman. And, of course, the special presentation by Dr. Joyce King is Gentrification, the New School Pushout. So the education practices for successful teaching children and youth of African ancestry, presented by the National Experts in American African Education. Practices for successfully teaching children and youth of African ancestry. That is January 12th at the Auburn Avenue Research Library in African History and Culture. I'll be announcing that until that event happens. So we got a lot of stuff going on, brothers and sisters. We got a lot of stuff going on. But you know what I got to do? I got to read the Daily Revolutionary Thoughts. I'm going to read yesterday's. I think yesterday is very important. And, of course, today is the 31st. December 30th. I will not commit treason against my ancestors. One of the oracles of Ma'at. I will not commit treason against my ancestors is the most profound and all-encompassing of the Ma'adian oracles. It covers every possible transgression. Most anything done by an African possessed by the European mind is treason against his or her ancestors. I'll repeat. Most anything done by an African that is possessed by the European mind is treason against his or her ancestors. To act as if we do not know what has been done to African people is treason. To act as if we do not know what is being done to African people is treason. To act as if we cannot see the genocidal plans others have in store for African people is treason. To know these things and do nothing is treason. To allow our children
to be spiritually, mentally, and physically enslaved and subjugated to European inferiority is treason. To forgive the unforgivable and to forget the unforgettable is treason. To embrace those who have always been our enemies in hopes of gaining their love at any expense is treason. To act as if Africans are just another people and pretend that being European is being human is treason. To despise those courageous enough to challenge us to be the divine and genius within and not solely the material without is treason. To care for the relics, words, and images of the ancestors of those who worked so diligently to destroy our ancestors is treason. To hate our essence and appearance is treason. To not be our ancestors, to not be African, is treason. Affirm, I will not commit treason against my ancestors. Affirm, I will not commit treason against my ancestors. December 31st. I am an African warrior, a warrior scholar. I refuse to be at peace with anything less. Bumani. Mwalimu K. Bumani Burundi. To be a... To be an Asafo means to be a member of the African warrior class. It means that you have put away the things, the thoughts, and the toys of the European world and are consciously, committedly, aggressively, uncompromisingly, and completely employing your African spirit, mind, and body in the battle to combat the destruction of African people. It means that you know that any conversation with our enemies ended the moment they assaulted one of us. And you know that conversation ended for 4,000 years ago. It means that you know that the word warrior is not just a title you use to delude yourself or others into your warrior fantasies while you do nothing worthy of such an honorable title. Being a warrior is not play. It is not a game. It is not pretend, make believe, or a fantasy. It is not a badge or a uniform you wear to impress those you want to hold you in awe or in dread. Being an African warrior scholar in Asafo means that you are studying and acting on our story as if our children's future depends on you, on your not repeating any of our known or unforeseeable mistakes. I repeat, being an African warrior scholar in Asafo means that you are studying and acting on our story as if our children's future depended on your not repeating any of our known or foreseeable mistakes. It means you know that the root word in warrior is war. And being a warrior means that you are willing to engage in battle to defeat anyone who acts in a warlike fashion against our people. Affirm, I am an African warrior, a warrior scholar. I refuse to be at peace with anything less. Affirm, I am an African warrior, a warrior scholar. I refuse to be at peace with anything less. The Revolutionary Thoughts. Brothers and sisters, it's a great day. Any day is a great day. And I hope for those brothers and sisters who are planning for the new year tonight, I hope it's going to be safe for them. And I hope that everything comes out okay, because by tomorrow that they'll be home with family and friends. That's sincere. There are warrior scholar birthdays here in December. On December 22nd in 1893, Dr. Chancellor Williams, who wrote the book, The Destruction of Black Civilization, one of the early books that I read, one of the books that helped me frame my understanding and my consciousness and in the history of our people, a great book, Dr. Chancellor Williams.
on December 29th in 1923. Dr. Sheikh Anta Diop, Dr. Diop, born in Senegal, I often say, and I will continue to say, he was one of the dynamic intellectuals of the last century. Him and W.E.B. Du Bois, William Edward Burghardt Du Bois, were one of the true intellectual giants, period. Not just for African people, no, period. And Diop, we owe a great debt of gratitude for his winning the debate in Cairo in 74 of who are the people of ancient Kemet. He won the debate. Although the debate was won, he proved that the ancient Kemetic people were African, and his smoking gun was the melanin dosage test, which he developed. Dr. Sheikh Anta Diop, a giant of a man, even though he did that, but crackers suffer from cognitive dissonance. They believe that they are superior, and ain't a damn thing that anybody else can say, as much proof as it is that they ain't. But they ignore it, they dismiss it. That's why still today, when you watch National Geographic, the Learning Channel, Discovery Channel, PBS, or whatever, if they have an illustration or dramatization of ancient Kemet, the people will be looking Caucasian. But if they showed somebody serving somebody, exactly, they're going to look like us. Because what they wanted to do is to further put into our minds that we ain't never been nothing but servants to them. And nothing could be furthest from the truth. Man, I don't hate nobody. I don't. I really don't. But I do hate a system that has been created by Europeans, giving themselves a top position with everybody else, a lower position on the human scale, with us at the lowest position, because it has deleterious effects on us globally to this very day. I hate it with a passion. That's why for me, I'd rather be in an environment working with us, trying to do something with us, than to be in a situation of somebody else's dream. This is the cracker's dream. And in his dream, African people suffer a nightmare. In their dream, it is a nightmare for us. Doc Ben. Today is Doc Ben's birthday. He would have been 100 years old today. Dr. Joseph Ben Jochanan. He would have been 100 years old. And then tomorrow, Dr. John Henry Clark's birthday. Oh, also today, Amy Jacques Garvey's birthday. Today, 1895, she was born. 1890, he was Marcus Garvey's second wife. And she helped Dr. Clark with the book, Marcus Garvey and the, what's the title of that book? But Amy Jacques Garvey helped him with that book. I know Dr. Clark was a prolific reader and writer. Oh, man. But yeah, Dr. John Henry Clark. I remember on the 15th, we, 2015, we went to Columbus, Georgia, and held a memorial at his grave site. That would have been the 100th year of his birth. And so these giants, these warrior scholars that Baba Baruti mentioned, and as I read that, all of these brothers fit that description, and sister fit that description of scholars who are willing to battle Caucasians, who are willing to do all that they can to bring the knowledge to our people. And so we owe them. We owe them by studying them. We owe them by practicing the things that they talk about in terms of how we should be. We should be scholars. No, excuse me. We should be warriors. We should be warriors. They were warrior scholars. They brought the information to us so we could study and understand to be the warriors that we need to be. We got some callers. Let me take some calls on this beautiful day. 404-453-453. Good morning.
My brother. How you doing, my brother?
Hey, man. How you doing, Wes? How are you today?
I'm still learning, man. I heard you on AOK, and I be listening, man. And, my perspective on all this here, what you talking about, man, I love it, bro. Especially when you got into the other show about the numbers at 14 and 13, bro. You know what time it is, OG. Okay, that's why I love you, man. You know what time it is, man.
Well, I'm
okay,
I'm,
and that AOK, Dr. Slaughter, man, me and him got in debate, particularly he was poor, he a fake preacher, man. I hate to say it, I don't like big energy, but he got some knowledge. But I tore his behind up on some Good Friday, man.
Okay.
Like, I broke down the Good Friday, and you know, OG, you know what he said to me? He know I'm telling the truth, but he's going along, getting along to get that paper, man.
Well,
so right then and there,
yeah.
That's
well,
what he said. So
well,
I
you
don't
know.
Waste my time, and my energy on people that are fooling the people. Me, the best way to take down this system is go with the truth. All right. And so, OG, the best way I can take down this system is show my people what the ancestors really knew by energy. Okay, with numbers and sound and light.
All right.
Our light emitting diodes, OG.
Okay.
And once my mission is to show people how to use this free energy of the universe, we got it.
Okay, all right.
My mission is to show people how to create their own electricity and shut down these damn powerhouses, man. That's my mission.
Okay, well, hey, stay on that mission, Brother Wes. I'm down with you. How did your program go this past Saturday? Did you broadcast?
Yes, sir. Every
okay, Saturday, well, I'll be looking for you.
I want y'all to call in, man.
I'm sorry.
I want everybody to call in.
You broke up on me, Brother Wes.
Yes, sir. I want the family to call in, man, because it's all about us helping us.
Oh, that's for sure.
Okay.
That's for sure. I'll be listening on this Saturday. Okay?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
All right, Brother Wes.
It's all about, man. I love what you're doing, man, but and the truth, like, I agree with my brother Ralph, man. This ain't no goddamn excuse, no New Year coming up tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because I'm busting the truth, man. That's what I do. You got that's the first casualty of war. The first thing they take down is the truth, right?
That's right.
That's right.
So there it is.
I love what y'all doing on the enlightened ones. That's us, man. We busting people upside the head with the truth, man.
Bust them upside the head with the truth. That's right.
That's right.
But that truth is for us. You know, you got to impart that truth into us because, you know, there ain't nothing that could be done about the cracker. The cracker is who what he is. He does what he does. So, you know, to me, it's a waste of time debating, discussing, whatever. They're going to do what they're going to do. Once again, they suffer from cognitive dissonance.
Yeah.
They believe they're superior. They believe that what they do, that what they're doing is for all humanity and everybody needs to follow up under them and so forth and so on or whatever. And so there ain't a damn thing that we can say or do. But what we can do is ignore them. What we can do is embrace who we are. Follow our elders. Our ancestors, our warrior scholars, and put that knowledge into us and act on it. More importantly, act on it by our behavior, by our respect for one another. Right. You know?
I agree.
All right.
And the best way to do that is know how to control the energy of the planet, of the universe, of the earth. And once you learn how to roll with the universe and the earth, them damn genetic mutated genes folks can't mess with us, man. That's all they are, recessive, mutated genes. That's all they are, man. Dr. Francis Quest Webster told us that, man. They can't touch us, man. Once you learn how to control your energy and that pioneer gland, man, they can't touch you, man.
That's
so
right.
I done bust out the prison, man. I done bust out. Okay? And I'm going to show my people how to bust out, man.
Okay.
You still there? Listen here. The number one thing, folks, you got to learn our people. It's how to use the sound and light. It's 528 hertz, man. That's the natural sound of the magnetic black universe, man. Once you learn how to control your sound and light, go to 528 hertz, and don't be on 440 hertz, argument and stuff. But nothing can touch you, man. We are light emitting diodes, man. Vibrating at 528 hertz and higher. You got to go higher, man. Go higher. Once you go higher, none of these devils and nobody can touch you, man. I'm going to leave it like that. The information I got, I tell it to the people. I ain't never scared because I don't like see nobody fall to the same trap I'm in. I was then. So it's all beautiful time to be alive, man.
Yes, it is, Brother West. It sure is. It's a beautiful time to be alive. Sir. It's always good to be alive. All right, dear brother. Peace to you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. 602. Good morning.
Yes, brother. Yes, brother. I wish you good morning.
Good morning, Brother Marcus. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great, good brother.
Good.
You know, you say something this morning. You say you don't hear nobody. But you know, these crackers, what they do, when you start speaking the truth about what they're doing to black people, then they turn around and label you as a racist. You full of hate. You see? Mm-hmm. When you start pointing out the crap that they do,
right?
They come out and label you and say, you are a racist. You know? And, you know, and so much of our people fall victim to this foolishness. You see? Black people can't be racist because racism is an entire system. You see? It's an entire system like communism, socialism, communism. You know, it's a system. So, you know, so much of our people, you should tell us, oh, that's being racist. But I'm pointing out the injustices in the system, you know? And it has your head spinning like a gig because you wonder, you know? Then there's another group of people, black people now, who say, well, you know what? We don't want to associate with the Africans because the Africans this, that. You know, and I hear this ignorance coming from our people. They don't even realize that, Negro, you are African too. Okay? So if you say you hate Africa, and you hate African, and you hate
black. See, that's why I'm into the serious push. In fact, after I go to the break and come back from the break, I'm going to talk about, you know, words that we should be using. That finally we should make clear, you know, because the language, number one, is not ours. And there's so many multiple meanings in some words, but we need to be clear upon what we're saying. That's why I love Dr. Marimba Ani's book, Yorugo, introducing new words and definitions. And I love Baba Baruti because he does the same thing. You know, he focuses on those things, you know. So in that way, we're clear about what we're saying. You know, because number one, this is just me, and I know we use the word black and African interchangeably, and I understand that, you know, but there has to come a point that for us, pity people use the word black, but they ain't African. They black, but they ain't African, and they don't want to be African. They want to be black.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they want to be, you know, they... You know,
come out and say, we shouldn't call it Black History Month. We should call it African American History Month.
Yeah, or as I say, African and American African History Month. You know, and so you focus on the history of Africa. You focus on the history of Africans in America or anywhere else. You know. I mean, I understand the word and the words and evolution and so forth when we were Negroes. When Carter G. Woodson first started in 1926, it was Negro History Week, you know. But then the more we begin to learn and the more of our scholars to do the research, just like Dr. Clark said, I didn't know, you know, I just thought Negro was just who we were. And then I come to find out there is no, see, he wants to tie people to land, history, and culture. There is no Negro land. Like, there's no black land. Exactly. We call Kemet the land of the blacks or the black land because of what we did in Kemet thousands of years ago. But there is no. but there is Africa. And I know that many people say, well, Africa is named after, Africa is named after Scipio African. Yeah, by somebody. Well, that's not true. That's not true. And unfortunately, many of us put that out there, you know?
That's true. Yeah.
Right. I would go with El Kibalan. I mean, you know, for the name of the continent, but they used to call the continent Ethiopia. They used to call it Ethiopia, you know.
As long as they knew what we talked about.
Yeah, but there's a piece, and I know Renoko has done it because he studied under Ivan von Sertima, and there's a piece in their book that talks about Africa. The word African or Afro is African. That is the name of the continent, and it wasn't given by some cracker. Okay. Yeah. I think, you know, what to me, I think what we truly need, Brother Marcus and our listeners, is a true bringing together of our intellectuals, our scholars. I ain't talking about Negroes. I ain't talking about blacks. I'm talking about African scholars. I ain't talking about Henry Louis Gates. I ain't talking about no damn Negro. I'm talking about African scholars. This is the direction for Africa. These are the words we're going to use. These are the titles we're going to use. We need to do that. We need to end confusion. We need to end confusion what some of the people are talking about, where we're indigenous to this land.
Yep.
That bothers the hell out of me. We're indigenous. We're indigenous. No, we're not Africans. We're not Africans. You know, we're indigenous to this land, and they start naming some other tribe and so forth. It's hard for me to say that you can be indigenous to this land when here in North America, they suffered a serious ice age. A serious ice age. That ice age crept down all the way into almost middle America, the southern middle America. That glaciary ice age crept all the way. Look at it. Go do the research. And so then you ask yourself, how could an ancient people, under those conditions, maintain their melanin, maintain their broad nose, melanated skin, close curled hair, when all around them was frigid weather, cold weather, very scarce. Here in North America, I ain't let alone talking about all of Europe was in that. I'm talking about North America. In fact, I'm from Wisconsin. They call it Wisconsin Glaciary Ice Age. And that was a little scientific thing there. But I'm saying that, you know, so we need to end this. We need to end whatever divisions, whatever debates, whatever fractions that we have, and say, this is the direction. We agree upon this. Stop this madness. Stop all this damn confusion. Yeah. Be real.
You know, one day, back in the day, when they were, you know, WBIA, and Gary Bird was there, and they used to broadcast.
Yeah, Gary Bird. I remember him, hearing about him.
Yeah. Dr. Clark was interviewing Dr. Clark one day, and one of the elders got up to the audience and asked Dr. Clark, he said, Dr. Clark, what do you think about Marcus Garvey and Baptist? And you know what Dr. Clark said? He said, look, unless we embrace what Marcus Garvey started, as you know, he said, then we will perish if we don't embrace what Garvey was talking about. He said, then we will die as a race of people.
Yes.
And you see so much, you know, in Africa, we let in everybody in the house. We open our door, welcome. Everybody is in the house now having a feast.
Mm-hmm.
The Chinese, the East Indian, the white, the Arabs, you know, they're having a big bang in Africa. And we here in the West, who Garvey said, he said, the black man in the West must rise up and save the rest. We here trying to get along with these crackers here and turn our back on our motherland. You know, I mean, our ancestors probably turning over in their graves right now to see what the hell is going on. It's madness. But we got to keep on keeping on, Brother Austin. As you say, with programs like this, we will make a dent in this. What's going on.
Ashe.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brother Marcus. You have a blessed and wonderful day, man. All right. Stay tuned. 447-447. Good morning or good afternoon or good evening, whichever one you want.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. It's actually early evening now.
That's right.
Time is 5 minutes to five.
Okay.
So, how are you, Brother Ochi?
I'm doing fine, Brother Paul. I'm doing great.
So good to hear your voices. So
no,
good
no,
to hear
you
Brother
too.
Mark.
You too. And yes, you're right, Brother Marcus, as well as all the other listeners and callers and people who are just listening right now. And just want to let them know that we got Brother Paul on the line from the UK and always brings a lot of good information. And I really appreciate your contributions to this program, brother. And I hope that you will continue to do so.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, just to say to Brother Wes, to Bob and Weave, and mind the jabs of Brother Jay. Because he's at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we love Brother West. You know what I mean?
Oh,
we
yeah.
love Brother Jay as well.
Exactly. Both of those good brothers. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Yeah. And but the funny thing is, right, you know, we all think we're so different, but we can find those same characters right here.
Oh, yeah.
Right here. You can find
the
same characters. Hey,
Paul, not only can you find it in terms of characterization, but in terms of visual. I mean, they look just like, you know.
Listen. When I was in New York, yeah, I was in Brooklyn, and I went to this club, and this brother was watching me, kept on watching me, and making me feel uncomfortable. I'm thinking, what's wrong with this brother, you know? So anyway, he came over later on, yeah. He says to me, "Do I know you?" And when I opened my mouth, obviously, because I got an English accent, he realized he didn't. But he said, "Wow." He said, "You look like a brother I used to roll with."
Yep.
I couldn't believe, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he was convinced I was
that person. That's right.
And, you know, yeah. The same thing happened to me. I'm telling you, the same thing happened to me when I was in Kingston, Jamaica. And almost identical thing happened to me.
Yep.
Yeah. So that is, and you know, that is... That is real. It's real. What
yes, it is.
It's absolutely real.
Yes, it is.
It's real. You know? We're scattered all over the world. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. But so there are people that you know, no matter, even in Ghana, I saw people that I looked that looked so familiar, just like that routine that Richard Pryor did when his stand-up routines, when he had gone to Africa and came back and said that he was no longer use, you know, the word nigga anymore because he's realized that, you know, on the contrary, there are no niggas. And I hate that word. I don't use the word. I don't use the bitch to describe our women or that word to describe us as a people. But he said, I saw people that I knew. That looked like, what you call, you know, look like the dude from the hood, you know. And that's the truth. We are that connection. And that's like I said, and I know in the future, Brother Paul, I will come to the UK. I will do that. And I look forward to it.
Well, Ochi, nothing happens before its time. When the time's right, I know it will happen.
Ashe, you know? That's right.
Absolutely, absolutely, Brother Ochi. And, you know, through this show, I've spoken on the through the social media context to Sister Sesame.
Mm-hmm.
She's in Ghana at the moment.
Okay, right.
And you know, you see, through your show, if it wasn't through your show, I would have made that contact there.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Brother Marcus has reached out as well, and we're trying to make that connection. So, and you know, for me, in 2018, I can say I've achieved that through your program, and I think. You know, my attempts to make these calls is to qualify that.
Mm-hmm.
Is to, because for me, Brother Ochi, I mean, we can talk about Africa and we can talk about history all we want, right?
Mm-hmm.
We can spend a lifetime doing that. But if we don't reach out to one another and build relationships, then how are we going to forge a union, and how are we going to create anything? Because, Brother Ochi, you know, when I watch human beings, whether they be black, white, Chinese, whatever, yeah, in order to, you know, plan something or make something come out of your mindset, you have to build relationships with others, you know. If that person is a stranger to you, it's very hard to forge anything or put anything together. Yeah, so, you know, these programs like you and you giving up your time to do these help to facilitate that. So I would say to anybody listening, personally, this is coming from me personally, I don't think it's enough to just listen. You have to use these platforms, social media, for the basis of building relationships. Because you know what, Brother Ochi? They have made us fearful. They have created a fear among us. So we do not want to build relationships because we are frightened. And that's the bottom line. And often that fear, we put on a facade. You know, a facade, I should say.
We act all tough and everything like, I love it, Paul. Go ahead.
Absolutely. We talk a lot of clever and smart talk. You know, some of us are articulate. Some of us are witty. But then we're still frightened to build relationships.
Right.
Now, one thing, you know, I've heard from listening to these platforms, like the failure to build relationships between the black man and the woman, which is happening, which may not have used to happen not so long ago. And I see the same patterns here. People talk about the same thing here.
Sure.
And I say, well, how can that be? Because like you say, there was a time, and people say here, there was a time not so long ago, maybe in the 60s, 70s, when it wasn't like that. Yeah. Well, when you look at the program you have on Wednesday with Franklin Jones, and he talks about the systems of mind control, which he will confirm emanate out of this place here. This is where they emanate from, by systems like the Tavistock Institute, the Fabian Society. We have a group here, Common Purpose, and so on and so forth. There's hundreds of them in America, hundreds of them all connected to the Tavistock Institute. Now, when you look at the adverts, for instance, the adverts you see on the telly, listening to these platforms again, you talk about the number of adverts where they show black and white people together. Well, you know, personally, I mean, I have to say this, you know, whatever one's choice is, that's down to them. But in reality, I know there's an agenda there. I know that purposely, because I know that's happening in Canada. I know that's happening in America, and I know that's happening there. And this has started to happen within the last, say, five to eight years.
Right.
Yeah. Because when I was in Canada at one stage, I never saw, no, in actual fact, when I was in Canada, which was about 1986, say, no, later than 87, 88, that's the first time I saw those adverts. I didn't see them in England. I never saw nothing like that. I saw them in Canada first. And then all of a sudden, I start seeing them appear in England.
Okay.
Right. So I've seen the progression. And now when I listen to these platforms, I know they're over there too. So, and then when you look behind it, the companies who control the advertising, it's the same company.
Sure it is.
Same company.
Yes.
Absolutely same companies. Mm-hmm. It's the same Zionist operation.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it is. So, you know, we have to have, Brother Ochi, we have to have an immense amount of empathy for our people, because our people are under constant attack 24/7, 365.
That's right, brother.
And the nature of that attack has led them to be what they are today. So when we see people who refuse to identify with their Africanness, it's because of our adversaries. We have to admit that. You know, we have to acknowledge that, because you see, one of the plans of them is to keep us pointing fingers at each other. And as long as we are pointing fingers at each other and continuing to point fingers at each other, I'm not saying that some of us don't need fingers pointed at, because we do. But in truth,
right,
the more we do that and constantly, then our adversaries clap their hands, because from the education to the social engineering to the mind control to the parapsychology, et cetera, I can go on, to the finance, to the monetary system, they are manipulating it.
That's right.
Every
bit of it.
That's right. Day. And you said something else about mind. We say here, word, sound, power. Word, sound, make your word emanate as sounds, and let your sounds turn into frequency and use the frequency as your power. Mm-hmm. Word, sound, power. So you're absolutely right when we talk about the words we use. Mm-hmm. Absolutely on point. Mm-hmm. You know, a common word we use is, for instance, let me give you an example, is guy. I heard that a lot in America, guy. Guy. Now, in England here, I don't know if you're familiar, there was a person called Guy Fawkes.
Okay. I'm not sure if I...
And every 5th of November, Guy Fawkes gets thrown on a bonfire.
Yeah? Oh, okay.
We call it Fireworks Day. Right?
Okay.
Now, we have Fireworks Day, and you know, fireworks go up, and explosions and whatever. It's to reminisce that Guy Fawkes was killed on a bonfire. Yeah, and I'm quite sure the use of the word guy coming from the English language is come from there. Now, what Guy Fawkes attempted to do, Guy Fawkes was a Roman Catholic, and he attempted to blow up Parliament, and he was captured.
Ah, right.
They captured him.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And they burnt him at the stake. So from that day on, 5th of November. So every time we use the word guy, we give power to the white Anglo-Saxon Protestant for mm-hmm. overthrowing Catholic Guy mm-hmm. Fawkes.
Yeah.
Right? And that's what I'm sure a lot of people don't know that, but that, trust me, that is true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then we can go on from that. Kids, even the word kids, which means a child of a goat.
Right.
Which you worship, which is connected to Saturn, which was in the old days, was reminiscent of the goat god because it had horns. They could see horns coming out of it because mm-hmm. of an explosion which took place. Yeah. And Saturn, you can connect to Rome as well.
That's right. All the That's right.
People come out of Rome. Even the crescent of Islam, you can connect to that.
Mm-hmm.
You can connect Nike to the same thing. It's all connected. Yeah. These weren't our deities. That's their deities. That's the Roman deity.
Mm-hmm.
But we are still, in our terminologies and phrases, we're still giving worship without even knowing. So absolutely, words sound power.
They do.
And we have to be, and that's why I'm so against using the word superiority to describe my adversary. I don't see him as superior at all. And mm-hmm. in any way he's superior. What he is, he's extreme in the methods he uses.
Right.
And he uses those extreme methods to keep us in that state of arrested development.
Yeah. Because just like this morning, I was listening to the radio and it's, on public radio, and they were talking about a segment they had about white supremacists, you know. And of course, in this, that's what I'm saying. That's why I really wish that our people would understand words and how words are used and manipulated, particularly within the society. They kept calling these folks white supremacists, you know, like mm-hmm. they called Timothy McVeigh. He was a white supremacist. The guy that came into the church, a white supremacist. They're not white supremacists. They're white reactionaries. They're nationalists. You know, white supremacist is
terrorism.
White supremacist is Trump. White supremacist is the Supreme Court. White supremacists are those who are in the halls of Congress and in the Senate. White supremacists are heads of major corporations. White supremacy is what the world has been built on because of their attitude and their belief that they are superior and are endowed by their God to run the damn world. They're white supremacists. That's what the white supremacy is. White supremacy is the Bible. White supremacy is the damn church. It's the Catholic Church particularly. That's white supremacy. It's not somebody who burns a cross. It's not somebody who had tiki torches and some khakis on talking about you will not replace us. Jews will not replace. No. White supremacists are those who are the Europeans, the Caucasians, the crackers, the white man who's in control, who dominates and control. White supremacist is the European Jews who are dominating, controlling damn near everything. I don't know if you heard about this, Paul. I don't know if you heard about this. European Jews are so influential that the Democrats and the Republicans here in this country have put forth a bill that you cannot criticize Israel. You cannot boycott or call for a boycott of anything that comes out of Israel. You will be fined and possibly imprisoned. that you cannot say or do anything against the state of Israel. You cannot be mad about the fact that they have now recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, which is very contentious, and they knew it when they did it. Listen, Paul, I'm going to take a break. You want to hang around? I appreciate it. And I'll be right back from that break. Okay, Paul?
I'll phone back.
You bet, brother. Brothers and sisters, you're listening to African Perspective here on the Motherland Media Network on timeforanawakening.com and blacktalkradionetwork.com. We're going to play from the Seven Principles. Kwame Cobb and Shavin Duka, the Seven Principles. You stay right here with us. We'll be right back, brothers and sisters.
You are listening to African Perspectives with host Brother Oshie on Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasting or live program scheduling, hit them up at timeforanawakening@gmail.com.
Shop owner, I want your business. What must I do to convince you that I'm here to service you? I live in the neighborhood and my ways are just as good. Why don't you come and support me the way you know you should? They say God bless the child who's got his own. Though a child be blessed, he can't do much alone. Who can I count you if I can't count on you? What is a small businessman to do?
Gets paid, but we don't have, we will create everything we buy. Go African sister, economics. Go African sister, economics. Go African sister, economics. Go African sister, economics.
Diamonds and light in both our world. And I did so see, contemplated.
You are listening to Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
Brothers and sisters, once again, welcome back. You're listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network on timeforanawakening.com and blacktalkradionetwork.com. And we're glad that you're here with us. Hope you'll be with us. They say it's another year next tomorrow, so the so-called new year, but whatever it is, hope you stay with us. You're listening to African Perspectives. We're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Also on Time for an Awakening Network is Acres of Diamonds from 6 on Mondays this evening from 6 to 8. And right after that is Let's Buy Black 365 from 8 to 9. Tomorrow, Black Rally Think Tank, Dr. William Rogers from 8 to 10. On Wednesdays, Revive with Sister POC from 8 to 10. On Friday, if it's Friday and it's 8 p.m. Eastern, it's time for an awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. On Saturday Sports Talk with Troy Wilmore from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. And then Revive, once again, on 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Sunday. And then Sunday evening, 7 p.m., time for an awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. And the number to call is 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. Yeah. I think that is very important that we get language correct and everything correct. Once again, this is his, if you want to call it, historic year coming up, because it signals 400 years. But let's look at 1919, 300 years, and look what happened in the red hot summers of the 1919s, all of the disturbances and riots and so forth, you know, all the stuff that crackers had, you know, I mean, I'm telling you, it is very, very frustrating. Not to them. I'm talking about us. Very frustrating for us who are warriors, who are in our right minds, who think very clearly, who have a proper perspective on this madness, to convey this to our people, because our people's minds are in a vice grip. Our people's minds are in a vice grip. And when you understand that tool, you understand that once these crackers set the vice grip, you just can't pull it apart. There's a knob at the end of the handle of the vice grip. And when you have consciousness, when you have understanding, when you're reading, when you're listening, when you're watching things that infuse you with the knowledge of yourself, you are now able to turn that knob at the bottom of the handle on the vice grip to release the tension to pull it apart. And then once you pull it apart, you see them for who and what they are. You don't challenge them. It ain't about debating them. It ain't about correcting them. It ain't trying to reform them. Hell with them. What it is about is trying our best to inform our people, trying our best to get our people to understand this is the direction that we must go collectively. We are a communal people. That is our history. We are a communal people. Individualism is a European Caucasian desire. But collectivism, communalism is an African imperative. It is a must. And so for those of us who have that, to share that, that's what I'm saying. The words we use, we must utilize the proper words. We are African people. We ain't black. Black is a color. Yes, I understand in terms of the spectrum of that word to describe us. I understand that. A very good documentary on color confrontation, on colorism, on the madness that has been put into us by Europeans. They're thinking that, you know, when they talk about the spectrum of us, we are light, bright, and damn near white to blue black. We cover that whole spectrum because that came from us. Europeans, Caucasian genes are recessive. They cannot produce us. We produce them. We produce all. We're the first human beings on the planet. First to evolve into human beings on the planet. You know, that's why I'm saying to us who talk about this, we ain't African, we're indigenous to this land, bull. We have a lot of work to do, dear brothers and sisters. It doesn't matter what day, what year we call it, or what month. We have much work to do to free our minds. Because that's what it's about, the African mind. The Arrow newspaper out of San Antonio, Texas. You know I love it. Brother Baba Phil Johnson was born in December as well. He was born in 1940, December 31st. He was born today. And I often mention this. And so I'm going to introduce Babu, James P. Babu Phil Johnson. Babu, of course, is what my grandsons call me, because Babu is Swahili for grandfather, Babu. And so out of honor and respect, I will, you know, they have it in here remembering Babu Phil Johnson. Was born December 31st, 1940 in Baltimore, Maryland. He was the youngest of eight children, born to Calvert Sr. and Lillian Johnson. As a youth, he organized friends into various groups and clubs, including gospel choirs that performed around the Baltimore area. Enlisting in the Army in 1962, he continued his leadership role by organizing fellow soldiers and speaking out against injustice and discrimination, regardless of the consequences. Preferring to use his middle name due to several James Johnsons in his unit, Brother Phil received a field commission and was promoted from the enlisted ranks to an officer. To fulfill a requirement for the officer's ranking, Brother Phil enrolled in college, attending San Antonio College for an associate's degree and eventually earning a bachelor's from Our Lady of the Lake University in 1975. As a student of Our Lady of the Lake University, he organized the American African Student Union and became the group's first president. Upon graduation, Brother Phil received orders for an assignment at Fort Detrick, Maryland. Wow. Fort Detrick, Maryland, brothers and sisters, is where the AIDS virus was created. Fort Detrick, Maryland is where the AIDS virus was created. During his assignment, he worked with youth in the local community of Fredericks and later organized a community people for community action organization, which dealt with issues affecting the community. Realizing that education of self and knowledge of our own history was needed, Brother Phil founded the Organization for Black Unity in 1976. The group developed a San Antonio branch in 79. This location later became and remains his principal headquarters. Brother Phil retired from the Army's Medical Officer Service Corps in 1982 and as a captain and began devoting his energy toward the advancement of the Organization for African Unity Incorporated. That's always, you know, interesting to me. I was never in the service, although the fire department is quasi-military, but believe me, it ain't military at all, really. But some good brothers and sisters who are in the military. And you would think the military's indoctrination, that their minds, I mean, you know, Brother Franklin Jones come out the military, Black Panther, Brother Ben Njai out of the military, Brother DJ with Us Lifting Us out of the military. There are some good, strong African men and women who are in the service in this country of the military, but yet they kept their minds. That's great. That's beautiful. As the organization's program director and senior staff member, he became known as Baba Phil. Baba is a Swahili word for grandfather. Under his leadership, programs and events were developed the center youth and adults in our, under his leadership, programs and events were developed that centered youth and adults in our African history. Additionally, in keeping with the vision of bringing African people together, he traveled and participated in various workshops and conferences, always seeking. That's where I met him. I met him at the National Black United Front Conference in Houston. In fact, as I said this, if you heard to this program, when I give him much love and respect, if it wasn't for him bringing those brothers and sisters, particularly young people, to that event, it would have been a flop. But because he did that, to me, it was a great success. And so that's why I have much admiration and respect and love for Babu Phil Johnson and the Arrow and the Organization for African Unity. Always seeking ways to strengthen the financial independence of the Organization for African Unity Incorporated, Babu Phil briefly engaged in multi-level sales. However, upon realizing that this venue would siphon off the time needed for program development, he began to consider investing as a means of establishing a stronger financial foundation for the organization. This led to his founding of the Onyx Investment Club in 1988. Other business ventures, such as Black Voices Bookstore and a few choice restaurants, were developed to provide the community with services and opportunity to participate in cooperative economics through buying black. Babu Phil assumed the role of a principal cook in the restaurant in its beginning stage. Babu Phil was instrumental in developing the primary program of the Organization for African Unity Incorporated. And the New World Learning Center grew out of a vision to provide African children with an educational experience that rooted them in their history and culture and prepared them to use their skills to improve the conditions of African people. Beginning as a Saturday school. I'll get you. I appreciate your call. Let me finish this up and we'll be right with you. Beginning as a Saturday school, the New World Learning Center evolved into an after-school program and then a preschool program with Baba Phil's guidance. The New World Learning Center added grades each year until it reached the 12th grade in 1999. While this was an accomplishment, Babu Phil envisioned the New World Learning Center ultimately expanding to a university level. A loving and visionary master teacher, philanthropist, organizer, and Pan-Africanist nationalist, Babu Phil Johnson's life work consists of serving others and promoting unity. As a servant of the people, he was not hesitant about assuming the role of chief cook and bottle washer if it meant unifying African people. Though he believed and practiced the philosophy that your word is your bond, Babu Phil also believed that simply talking about true freedom for African people was not sufficient. He believed in doing, both reflective and active. He believed in doing. That is the history of this brother, Brother Phil Johnson, the Arrow newspaper that I read once a month and that I will always support. They also have Ella Baker here. She was born in December 13, 1903. And, of course, I already mentioned Chancellor Williams, who was born December 22nd. The other people who were born on in the month, once again, is Sheikh Anta Jop. Jop was born December 29th in 1923. Dr. Ben, this day, December 31st in 1918. And Dr. John Henry Clark, January 1st, 1915. Also, too, Amy Jacques Garvey. Amy Jacques Garvey, Marshall Garvey's second wife, was born on this day in 1895. I'm going to go back to the callers. 447, go ahead. 447.
Yeah, sorry, Brother Oshie, that's me again. Thank you. Thank you for my call again. Yeah.
All right.
Brother Oshie, I know you're very passionate about this word black, and I remember the program with Ronald Kurashidi, but let me just throw these things at you and see what you say, how you feel about this. Chancellor Williams, in his book, destruction of the black civilization.
Yes.
He talks about his, in the beginning of the book, he talks about his history going, coming to here in England and going to Oxford University and taking on some of the academics.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing he says in his work, he says that that here in Oxford in England here, he said that they were saying that the black was in reference to the flooding of the Nile, where the silt at the bottom raised up mm-hmm. and flooded the banks.
Right.
And he said that the academics interpreted that as the meaning of Kemet, which means the black land.
Mm-hmm.
But he says that he differed. He didn't agree with that.
Right.
He said that that interpretation was wrong. He says that it wasn't to do with the flooding of the land. Right. He says that the people themselves refer to themselves as the black people or people of the black land.
Right.
And that's what the word Kemet. And there's another interesting thing about Kemet, the meaning of Kemet, because I don't know if you're aware that the word alchemy, alchemy is tied alchemy. To the word Kemet.
Right. Chemistry.
Yes.
Yes. Right.
Yes, exactly. And that is where the term black magic is emanated from.
Okay.
Because the Europeans, the European word of Kemet was Akemet, alchemy.
Alchemy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is turning one thing to another. And that's where the term black magic, because they saw these black people as mm-hmm. having a magic. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and then there's another thing which I watched on Delbert Blair. I watched a video on Delbert Blair. And I just want you to appreciate that. I think I watched it on the DVD, which two sisters were distributing, and how these brothers and sisters, these conscious brothers and sisters, has helped us to get this kind of knowledge. Well, anyway, in this video, he says no light comes from the sun. And I remember the video was 2 hours long, but that statement threw me because I thought to myself, what does he mean no light comes from the sun? Now, I studied electronics, and electronics is not to any advanced level, a very basic level, but it was a hobby of mine. It's always been a hobby of mine, tinkering with electronics. My background is actually IT. So when he said,
You're an IT person? Information technology person?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
right on. Okay.
I actually started up an IT business, which I run for 15 years.
Right on.
I'm quite astute with that kind of. And by the way, you remind me now, and you're not, another person who's been in the Army, Scotty Reed. You know that as well.
I didn't know that. I know Scotty Reed was also in the Army. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's interesting, man. But, how?
This is what I'm saying, and I have to confirm again, these platforms, because me, I've used these platforms to learn. Every time I listen, I have to learn something and appreciate something. And before I was listening for Time Awakening, I was listening to some of the other platforms, and he gave his history. He was in the Army. And he was in communications. In actual fact, I was going to go into the Army to do that, the same mm-hmm. thing, but I didn't. I've got a cousin who did the same thing he did. And, and he explains how he was on terrestrial radio and how he came onto this. And it was great to learn that, because
mm-hmm.
I can tell you stories which exactly like that will have happened here.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
It's just amazing, all this. But coming back to Delbert Blair, he says no light comes from the sun. So, you know, being that I have that kind of mindset, I thought, what does he mean by that? And when I started to look into it, Brother Oshie, shockingly, and this is what I'm saying, sometimes these things are in your face, yeah? Now, if you look at a satellite picture, what we're describing as light, if you look at a light bulb, we see that as light. But actually, what that really is a frequency. But we describe it as light because we can see it. Now, if you look outside the planet, there's no light exists. And he was absolutely right. No light is outside the planet. So what is this thing, what creates daylight? Well, it's friction. Because we are spinning, right?
Right.
And at the middle of the core is a magnetic core. And the sun is beaming energy. And when the energy of the sun hits the planet, it creates friction. And in actual fact, that's called intercourse. They call that intercourse. The technical term for that is intercourse. And it creates friction. And that's what we see as light. Yeah. When we turn to the sun and that friction, that's what we're seeing as that's what we're calling light. So, and there's other rays of the gamma ray, X-ray, and mm-hmm. all these infrared,
beta ray, yeah, okay,
right, yeah. So you know, and that's why melanin, because you know melanin is a protection against ultraviolet
exactly.
light from
exactly.
the sun. Yeah, right, and it's an information source as well. So. For me, when I look into those things and I appreciate that information, I think personally that this term black is not really a color. It's an energy source. I see it as an energy source.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an energy source which absorbs everything.
Right.
Every other.
Yeah? Right.
Right. It absorbs everything. And that's why the sun, which is an artificial body, because it will come to an end, it has a time period. Whereas the universe, as we see it in its blackness, there's no beginning and there's no end. So for me, that blackness is the ultimate mother of all creation.
Mm-hmm.
So I personally don't have no problem identifying with black. Yes, I understand that there's a landmass called Africa
mm-hmm.
on a place called Earth. For me, I appreciate Khalid Muhammad. When Khalid Muhammad says, Africa is not my home. It is from my throne. And from my throne, I should rule my home. 360,000 miles of the planet Earth. Right? Because in truth, the whole planet Earth is our home. Every inch of this planet. And that takes me back to this. For me, Brother Ochi, for me personally, and this is what keeps my strength up and keeps me reaching out. Our main task on this planet, and for me, the only task on this planet, was to take care of it. We are the original
right.
caretakers.
That's right.
We have
we're
allowed
custodians.
Others to hoodwink us, right? To bamboo its systems and every other religions and every other nonsense to take us away from our true task. Brother Ochi, there's no zoo in Africa. We didn't create zoos. A zoo is a prison for animals.
Mm-hmm.
Our role was to take care of the animals. We lived among the
That's
animals.
That's right.
We appreciate the animals. If you go into Kemet, you see the animals on the wall. You see the beetle.
Yes.
You see the dog. You see the giraffe. You see them all on the walls. Why did they put them on the walls? Because they were explaining our relationship with nature.
That's right.
And the importance of nature.
Exactly.
We've forgotten that, my brother.
Exactly.
We've forgotten that.
Well, see, because you got to understand, yeah. brother, you got to understand, yeah, brother Paul, that the European came up in a harsh environment where nature itself was unforgiving. Nature itself was brutal. Was you know bad. You know, and that's why in his mindset, we have to subdue nature. That's the European mindset. We got to subdue it. We got to control it. We got to but see, for us, the relationship is just as you just explained, was symbiotic. We understood that we're caretakers. We're not adverse to nature. No,
Absolutely.
Nature is us, and we work with that. We work with the land. We work with animals. We didn't corral them, and you know, no. It was something that we did innately to support the balance. The harmonious balance that we understood was important to maintain.
Let me just add something to that.
Okay.
To show the connection between this country and in America, yeah? You heard of this thing called the special relationship, this term they use, the special relationship
mm-hmm.
between the UK and America.
Right.
Special relationship. Yeah, I don't know if you've heard of it. Have you heard of that term?
Well, yeah, I've heard of it, but... I mean, to me, the UK and the United States are one and the same. Just as you explained,
let me explain where that term come from.
Okay, go ahead.
The term is actually came from Winston Churchill, yeah? Because you know Winston Churchill, his mother was American, you know that?
No, didn't know that.
Yeah,
no.
Let me explain what this special relationship means. It's Winston Churchill who actually coined it. Because I think he was trying to get Roosevelt to come into the war, the Second World War, because
mm-hmm.
according to
mm-hmm.
something I've read, the American people didn't want to get
right.
involved in the
right.
European War, because
that's
why they ended up in America, because they were running away from all the confrontations. But anyway, Winston Churchill, you know, the name of the family slips me, but his mother was American, but his mother's family was very wealthy, but they were the ones who were responsible for killing off all the what animal is the Indians used to rely on?
The buffalo.
Buffalo.
Okay.
Now, if you check the line, his family, that his mother's family, made their wealth of killing and depriving the Indians of the buffalo. That's why, and Winston Churchill, his father is a duke who's actually cousin of the Queen. So this is what the special relationship is.
Okay.
Hello.
I'm here. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'll get you the name of the mob. Well, anybody can check on.
Hold on, Wes. Hold
on, Wes.
Yeah, hold on, Wes.
Let brother
Paul finish his point, brother Wes, and I'll get to you. Go ahead, Paul. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah. I know brother Wes likes to do the research, so maybe that's something he can.
But you're right, brother Paul. You're right on what you're saying about vibration and frequency, man. And you're right on the money, my brother. When you explain that. By the energy from the sun, man, you right on the money, brother.
Okay. Right. Go ahead, Paul.
I'm gonna tell you, man.
Okay.
Listen, I appreciate brother West because brother West has got that appreciation. I know he's an electrician, and I have that understanding because I have to work in that kind of area, so I appreciate. So you just keep up the work, man. You keep doing that research, man, because trust me. I'm telling you, Brother Ochi, we have not even touched the surface of the information which is out there. We've not even skimmed it. It's so deep. There's some things I don't even want to talk about because I know it's going to leave people behind. You know, let me just sum it up like this, Brother Ochi. Once we find ourselves and know ourselves, not what we've been told, not what we've been configured to be, right, we can't lose this thing because our legacy is so deep. And it just doesn't stop in Africa. It just doesn't even stop with this earth. It's so deep, my brother.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And we have been fed his story, which is an absolute lie.
Mm-hmm.
So I let my brother Wes take it up from there.
All right, Brother Paul. Go ahead, Wes.
I just say, hey, man, I got to enumerate what my brother is saying. He's right on the money when he's talking about the energy and this blackness thing, man. He right on the money. I keep telling y'all with sound and light, man. And y'all with me now, where the words what you say, you cast a spell, and the sound that you emit, you can do some good things, man.
Mm-hmm.
And he right on the money, man. That's why I keep telling y'all that the sound is 528 hertz. Just go, research, look up, and listen to 528 hertz, man. And you can't nobody, you won't argue with nobody, man. See, that's what our music was, man. Back in the 60s and 70s, every tenor bass, that song you played with like, Alfonso, or Barry White, or who else? Island Hayes, Prince, Michael Jackson, all of them know that, Ocean. Okay, it's all sound and light, man. And he absolutely right, man, with the numbers, and it's not restriction. But it vibrates, man. Movement of sound energy, man. Once you realize that, man, you right on the money, man, with this blackness and the melody, man. It's beautiful time to be alive, man.
You
right on the money, man.
I say.
That's why I always try to talk to everybody at 528 hertz. Because if you go low frequency, that's why our young folks and the music don't sound right now, don't you? Because
it's distorted. The music that the young people listen to is distorted. Way too much bass is pounded. They're not getting the vibrations of it. You know, that is smooth, that it would enlighten them. And then plus the two, the other things within the music that is very destructive. Lyrics, that are very destructive.
Look at here, man. Even the good spare music they listen to, they don't drop the frequency and the vibration, see? The people you talked about earlier, these elders of Zion, they know that. And so I saw this one video where these young folks, teenagers, listen to this song, and the message was saying, set your thing on fire. You know what I'm talking about, women-wise. Set your thing on fire. I can pick up a sound line. But when people bother me, they say, and you know this young girl did that, man? She pulled out some alcohol, poured it on her private part, pulled out a lighter out of her a bosom, and lit herself on fire, man. And the song was telling her to do that, bro. Okay? And that's why we got, you said God, our mind, now, man. That's the last objective And so everybody on your call, they knowing it now. My man talking about that mind control, they doing it, man, with the sound of music. Okay, and it's a subliminal sound, man. That's why we got to increase your vibration and start listening to 528 hertz.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can tell when somebody around you, you get knitting and resonating at this low evil frequency, man. And that's how they getting us now, man. And it's a beautiful thing, man. And my man Paul was right, man. And that's what I love, man. That's how you got to evolve, learn new things. So whatever the enemy throw at you, and you see the illusion of what the enemy doing, then they can't get you, man. So that's what I do. And I appreciate my brother Paul bringing it to y'all like that.
I know I do. I definitely appreciate this, brother.
And one thing, it's nice to be on the other side of the pond, on the other side of the planet, and both of us like on the same emitting, the same energy wave, trying to wake our people up, man. That's how the remnant gonna be put back together, man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what Yeshua was talking about. When the remnant come back and the evil stuff come to an end, man. But I love it, Ochi. And hey, man, it's a beautiful time. You doing what you supposed to do. We all doing what we supposed to do.
Well, let's just keep doing it then. Let's keep doing it.
The ancestors telling us, man. Pushing us to do what we got to do, man.
That's it. But you know what, though, Brother Wes and listeners,
yes,
the bottom line is we need to ask ourselves, what is our end game? What is our ultimate destiny? What is it for us that we must be doing to bring us to that particular point?
Hey, the end game is to run evil off this planet, man. And like my man was saying about how the story that's leading out now on the television about some white girl got hit up by a lion. He had a zoo in North Carolina. See how God works. That lion had, they put in a cage. Somehow, that lion got out that cage and ate that white devil. even the animals know what time it is, man. Okay?
Yeah.
That's the time of the evil coming to an end, man.
I hear you.
That's what it's all about, okay? Evil coming to an end, and we get back to our rule the planet. Even the earth mad as hell, man.
Okay, we'll see.
The earth say we mad as hell. You better roll with the earth, because the earth will take you out. The whole universe mad, man.
All right, Brother Wes. All right. Brother
Blessing, family.
Okay, Brother Paul.
Yes, Brother Ochi. Listen, what must we do? We've got to do one thing. One thing we must do, and that is to know thyself.
Ashe.
And what does that mean? I mean, it's a simple statement. It means to look in the mirror and look at yourself and ask the questions,
Who am I?
Right? Mm-hmm. And every day you wake, you ask, who am I? What is my purpose? And I'm not talking about your job title. I'm not talking about your job description. I'm not even talking about, no disrespect to your mother and father, the name they gave you. I'm not talking about that. Right? Mm-hmm. We've got to acknowledge that voice in our head, that voice we've been told not to listen to. To say, if you speak to that voice, you're crazy. Yeah? And you've got to ask yourself the question, where is that voice? Is that voice in your mind or is it somewhere else?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Right.
Who's talking to you? Well, ask it, speak to it, and ask it, who are you? And find out what is the nature of your role on this planet, right? Mm-hmm. And then don't be afraid to step out and talk the truth. And that's another thing, Brother Ochi. We got to deal with the truth and not be afraid to deal with the truth. Because they've made us. You see, Brother Ochi, I don't think this white man is our problem. None of these people are our problem. Our biggest problem is our fear of knowing who we really are. Because once you know who you are, you realize you have a responsibility, right? And many of us don't want to take that responsibility.
See, the reason why, I'm going to tell you why I continue to put the blame on Europeans, on Caucasians, because they prevented us from wanting to know who we are. They have made us believe that we don't need to know who we are. In fact, we should be ashamed to even find out who we are. In fact, what is best for us is try to be more like them, to look like them, to act like them, to mirror them, to parody them, you see. And so, therefore, it's very difficult. It's very difficult when you've been bombarded with that 24/7, 365, to take that step back and to look in the mirror and say, who am I? Am I really who I am? Am I all I ought to be? I agree with you. I do. But
Brother Ochi, Brother Ochi, listen to this then. Listen to this. You could have never known in a million years, right, the relationship I had with Franklin Jones, and he didn't know either.
Right.
He didn't know that I was taking in his stuff from the beginning, from when he set up on Facebook. He didn't know that the brother I brought on here also, because me and him communicate, right? And then you brought him on his show. I've never heard him on any other show. I've never heard him speak about it, right? When you first came on here, you told me, the first thing you said when you came on here, you said your age. How is it, you think it's a coincidence that you're the same age as my father, exactly? You think that's a coincidence?
Right.
But what I'm asking you to realize, Brother Ochi, the ancestors are working. There's nothing these people can do. Nothing.
Right.
Absolutely nothing.
Right.
Trust me, Brother Ochi. And even this conversation we're having right now is proof of that.
That's right.
Nothing.
I say.
Because with all what you said, I totally agree with you. But still haven't stopped us. They've miseducated us. They've indoctrinated us with their religions.
Mm-hmm.
They've murdered us. They've raped us. They've tortured us. But we're still here, Brother Ochi.
That's right. I say, Paul.
They cannot stop us. They stop us, and they know that. Bob Marley talked about the natural mystic. What's the natural mystic? It's the thing we tune into, and that's how we find ourselves, because we are part of nature. We're not separate from nature.
That's right.
We're part of the whole galaxy. We're part of the star system.
Yes.
We are the strongest thing on this planet. So let's keep it real, Brother Ochi.
That's
I ain't
right.
worried about them. They're more worried about me.
That's right. I say.
Hey, Paul, once you learn the tricks they done throwing at us, man, and you figured out it was all an illusion, and once you know what the magician doing, he can't fool you no more, man. It's all illusion.
Well, listen, brothers.
Once Ochi asked me who I was, I know once I found out who I am, man. Okay, my people here on this planet, in this galaxy, 66 trillion years, man. You're right, Paul.
Well,
hey, you
let me just say this
man.
Last thing. Let me just say this last thing. Marcus Garvey said he can come back. He's going to come back in the wind to destroy our enemies. He didn't say he's going to come back in the wind to play with our enemies. He said he's going to come back in the wind, destroy it. And every time you speak the words and keep his memory alive, what comes out your mouth? Wind. Do you destroy them with the word sound power? Do you use your words to take them down? So we are going to stay strong. We're going to keep it warm. We're going to win this thing. Keep up the good work, Brother Ochi.
Thank you,
Everybody
brother.
Keep it real.
Thank you, Brother Paul. Thank you, Brother West. I appreciate you, man. Brother West, I got to go. We in this program, like we're in all of our programs, with the words of Stephen Biko. The most potent weapon in the hands of the oppressor is the minds of the oppressed. This program is dedicated and committed to helping to free the African mind. But not just the M-I-N-D, but also the M-I-N-E, because under the feet of African people has all of the resources that everybody wants that they can't do without and they don't want to pay for. Brothers and sisters, until Wednesday, you have a blessed and wonderful day. And whatever you do, make sure you're safe. Okay, Shem Hotep means go in peace. Esante Sana means thank you. Abivu Hodie means our victorious destiny. At this time, I'm going to play one of the last songs from the Seven Principle album, which is Faith. Which is Faith, Imani. Brothers and sisters, this is Kwame Cobb and Chavin Duka. Peace, family.
The moment I wake, there are thoughts that stay on my mind. Is there really a way to keep faith in our hearts when it seems that our lives are falling apart? Dreams from the night follow me when I I'm Let us know.